So I met them and they said, we want to do a food TV show and we want you part of it. You have 3 to 5 minutes and you can do whatever you want.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. I am so excited to be in Albania. What? Yes, in Albania. And we have an incredible woman in tech here with me today. She is a startup founder, content creator extraordinaire. Her name is Kiki, and she has a site called Kikilicious. Hello.
Hello there.
So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I'm Christy. I'm from Tirana, Albania, 23 years old, and I have Kikilicious brand. It didn't start it all so fancy. I started back when I was 15 with a free platform blog when I started to share different recipes of my family. So the point is to create a step-by-step photography / introduction so people can cook exactly the same as me, because I was so pissed. I could read all fancy blogs doing cakes and everything, but I didn't get the final result. So I said, okay, I'm going to photograph every single step so people can get it. And then it was successful. People would ask me every day more and more. And then after 4 years, I decided to open Kikilicious, my platform, where we focus more on food aesthetic.
And how did you learn how to create content? I mean, your Instagram images are extraordinarily appealing. That's really difficult to do. How did you learn how to do that?
Thank you. Well, credit for that goes to my sister, Aranda. She takes the photography, and we focus on food aesthetic. It's something that comes within us, so it's more like we feel it that way, we photography that way. It's not like a rule that you can do it this or that way. But I believe that being able to cook and to love food, it all comes naturally.
Since you've been doing this, or a version of this, since you were 15 years old, and you're 23 now, mm-hmm. What was the day that you thought, I have a business?
The day that I started to cook for others and get paid. Like people, when I opened Kikilicious, like 1 year after I opened Kikilicious, my main readers would contact me and say, can you please cook this and I will pay for you to get it? And I was so confused. I was terrified. I said, oh my God, should I do it? Should I not? Should I do it? And after 6 months, I decided to do it. So I baked the cake for the lady that asked, and I got the money back. And after one day, her friend was so impressed by my cake, and it kept going so and so on. And now I cook like 30 to 40 desserts per month, and I do it in home-based.
And it's more than one dessert a day. That's incredible. And then you deliver them yourself too.
They can come and pick it by my house or I deliver.
And here in Albania, the way payment structures work, like as a startup, it's too expensive to actually integrate e-commerce into your website, even though your website is beautifully done to American standards. You have to stick with cash because of the way everything's structured here. Can you tell me a little bit about how you do the commerce?
Well, basically people contact me mostly via Instagram. So they, if they want a dessert, I will cook for them. And when we meet, they will pay in cash. So this is mostly common in Albania. E-commerce works as well, but it's very expensive and it's not worth it if you sell like 30, 40 desserts per month. You need to sell more than 1,000 for a week so that you can afford to have e-commerce.
And it's kind of a catch-22 because if you're selling 1,000 a week, it also means you're paying a lot more people. And as a startup, you have to be very careful with how many people you hire at a time or else you're not making any money at all and all these complications. Where are you today with your company? And then what is your dream of where you'd like to be?
Well, in my company, it's only me and my sisters, and they help me because they love me and we put a lot of effort at Kikilicious, but being able to cook, it's only me. So I do all the work and I'm struggling this now. So I think it's time to expand, but I want to see my options, how, where, and everything else.
And you do content creation so well that people have asked you to do content creation for their brands, right?
Yes.
But you turn them down because you don't have time because you're building your own brand.
Yeah, because it's very time consuming to create content. And when you create content for yourself, you don't have time to create content for others.
Because it takes you upwards of 7 hours a day to create the beautiful images that you do. Right?
Yes.
And how often do you produce content?
Well, we try at least once a week now because I'm very busy. I do delivery and cakes and everything, so I don't have much time. But we try at least once a week or maximum three a week.
Will you ever be sharing the kind of intelligence you put together to create content with other brands so that they can learn how to do it the same as you do?
Well, yes, hopefully I want to do this in the future because I've seen around that companies are interested in such part of it. So I'm thinking, why not? And not only in Albania, but also abroad.
Where can they see what I see? Like, what websites can they go to?
They can go at kikilicious.com, which is, let me introduce a bit, which is Kiki, it's me, and then Delicious. So combine those together, kikilicious, double S's in the end, .com. So you can have it in Albania, which is our main language, but you can also have it in English. So everything will be there for anyone to see.
And that's kikilicious.com. And she has Instagram too. Is your Instagram handle also Kikilicious?
Yes.
And I mean, the images, when you see them, are spectacular. And so I was telling her that I'm really excited to learn from her and how she does it because I know how hard it is to produce really engaging content on social. And I think it's a really powerful asset she already has. And I wish she could do it for other people. But since she can't, I'm excited that she's going to be at least giving us some insights to how she does it for her own company. Where do you see Kikilicious going in the future? Where do you want to be? Or have you even gotten that far yet to know? Are you still experimenting?
Well, I want to sell my different products that I've created my own self. I want to sell them not only in Albania but also abroad so people can know who's Kikilicious and what we do, etc. Also by selling our services. We have such services, for example, food styling or food photography, and hopefully in the future I want to do also these courses that we were talking. So being able to share my experience with others, it's very it gives me a chance, not only others that are profiting this service, but also me to get more engaged with them.
And how do you run all the social media yourself, communicating with people, writing comments? And
so far, yes.
And how many hours would you say you spend a week doing that?
I'm a control freak, so yes.
A control freak?
Yeah. Well, it takes me a lot per day. For example, 4 to 3 hours per day to check Instagram and Facebook. Instagram mostly because I do get more orders from Instagram. Mm-hmm. So it's like a business platform to me. So I can check who's contacting me, who wants to order desserts, who's liking the pictures or not, to get engaged. Because social media, it's like a full-time job. You need to get prepared to what's coming.
And what would you say is the number one thing in your Instagram post that leads to someone contacting you to do business?
Mostly when I say order this dessert, for example, or when I say directly my service. For example, I will be in Elbasan, another city, who wants to order a cake. Or, for example, I'm there for a food session, who wants to get a food photography session with me, just contact me. Like, really direct. My advice is that social media, once you're in the business department, should be very direct. Like, okay, you can put it artistically by the picture or poster you're posting, but what you write should be very direct.
What has been your biggest challenge as a startup founder in your company? What kind of blocks are you trying to overcome right now?
For me, mostly it's being able to be here in Albania, because it seems somehow that the country itself does not give you many opportunities, but on the other side here you don't have many competition.
Right.
So it's a good and bad decision, but I say that one of the blocks I have for the moment is to grow.
What does growing mean to you? And by the way, I tasted her vegan cookies, like legit. Like, I wish I could eat them every day. They're super good. What does it mean to you to grow? Like, what does growing look like for you?
Well, for example, the vegan cookies. You said vegan cookies. And for Albania,
like, how do I eat them in Los Angeles?
Yeah. In Albania, it's a very small market. So I'm trying to see other markets in Europe or America, etc. So this is a new area for me.
Right. Yeah, 100%. And what would you say is one obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Okay, for instance, in Instagram and Facebook as social media, I was so obsessed that I could just keep it artistic and everything, but when it comes to business, it does not work. So I had to learn that hard way after 4 months of being on my own TV show and everything. Then I started to post that I have a TV show. So this means in business-wise, this is 4 months minus.
Right.
So you have to be fast and you have to be fluid, like water. You just need to go further. Do not have many obstacles, because it might ruin your business.
Tell us a little bit more about your TV show, because it's in direct alignment with you having a food company.
Well, one of the main TV here in Albania, Clan, contact me because they've seen Kikilicious. So you see, I'm creating free content, but it's like a portfolio that everyone can see. So once someone sees it and wants to get in contact with me, it's very easy. So I met them and they said, we want to do a food TV show and we want you part of it. You have 3 to 5 minutes and you can do whatever you want. So for me, this was a great opportunity because I liked every single business partner.
Yeah, yeah.
And also I was free to do whatever I wanted. This is the trust that they gave me. So on my own TV show, I focus more on healthy cooking and eating and how to keep it when you're busy. So we don't have the luxury to stay 2 or 3 hours to cook a meal, but we can make an effort and make a little time to just cook and prep for 1 week, for instance.
Yeah.
And how to create healthy habits.
So, which I need more of. And is the show's in Albanian, right?
Yes, it's in Albanian.
Yeah. And we'll include all your links in the show notes. Where can people find you?
They can find me on my website. If they want to see my TV show, they can write it down on YouTube, but it's everything in Albanian. So I have it Me Duarte Kristit, which means with Kristi's hands. And there I have all the recipes.
And we'll include all the links. Now, you didn't personally build your website, but you had a developer build your website, and you're very American strong in your digital presence. How do you project manage? How did you know how to find your developer? How did you get this far?
Well, mostly of my personal contact. So a friend told me that his friend is an IT person, and it goes like this, like from personal contacts. But day after day, you become better at what you want and where to get it. So I started only me and my other sister, which is a designer and content editor of Kikilicious. So we created the visual side, the design of platform, and we said, this is how we want it. Now we'll find who will get it done. So one of my friends was an IT and he did it for us. He did it as a friend because I didn't have any money. So I paid a little, not what I should pay. And then you get better and better. And then you say, okay, now I want to hire a professional, which is more money, but you you focus on getting more money.
When you designed it, did you do it on paper or did you use a tool to do that?
I mostly do it on Illustrator.
On Illustrator. Yeah. And then did you build it in WordPress or a different way?
They build it in WordPress.
It's WordPress. Yeah. Cool. And would you say any part of building the process and building the website was difficult for you?
Well, when you work with an IT person, the deal is that you both need to negotiate. And when I first designed the website, it was very nice and clean. But then from the user experience was not very very easy.
Right.
So he said, listen, we need to change this and that. And yeah. I had to sit again and then think. But like in other way, even in life, you need to negotiate with a friend or a business yeah. partner. So just be calm and see the opportunities and then reevaluate everything.
And what is your favorite app or tech tool?
Beside Instagram, I would say that it's Unfold, which is an application for photos.
Oh, yes. Unfold. Yes. Let me see. UNFOLD. I've never heard of it.
Yes, so you can put a picture and text, and once you put it on Insta Story, it's super nice and clean.
That I'm going to use that. Yes. Unfold. That's definitely going in the show notes. Thanks so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. It's really been a pleasure to experience just your visual aesthetics of what you've done from your website to your Instagram. You really are a master at content creation, and I can't wait to see your food startup just blow up like crazy in a global way. Do you have any other questions or anything that you'd like to share with everybody before we wrap up?
Well, I would like to thank you for meeting and everything. That this would not be possible without Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, which have helped me a lot during my way to see the Kikilicious platform not only as a platform, but more as a business growing platform and products on the way. So I recommend everyone to just seek out the opportunities, to seek out where can these people or organizations help you out to build your own startup. It's very hard, I know, but nothing good. It's easy.
Nothing good is ever easy. And one last thing I'd like to share with everybody listening. If you are in the food tech industry and you have achieved a certain amount of success, I would love it if you could reach out to Kiki and mentor her in some way so that she could fine tune what direction she should take her company on a global way. When you do go to her sites, you'll see it's a brand to be respected. It's really awesome. And I think she deserves the right kind of mentorships to collaborate with. Where can they email you, Kiki? Should I just read this one off?
Yeah.
So you could email her at kristijanku@kikilicious.com. And you could email Kiki again that way. Her nickname is Kiki. Her name is Christy, so not to be confused. Thank you so much for listening to the Women in Tech podcast, where we are celebrating women in tech around the world. If you want to collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech, remember to go to womenintechvip.com. Womenintechvip.com takes you to the Women in Tech Facebook group straight there, so you don't have to figure out which is which. And we are on the social, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Women in Tech Show. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
I'm Christy Yanku, and I'm founder of Kikilicious. Kikilicious is a food-based platform offering different products and services in the market. We are based in Tirana, Albania, and you are listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. And I'd like to welcome Nina to talk a little bit about what Swiss EP is. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. We are working in emerging markets and supporting young entrepreneurs, but also the supporting organizations like Incubator Accelerator. We started a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence, which means that experts can come and work with our startup founders here and startup teams and supporting organizations. We cover accommodation and travel expenses, And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.